Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Christmas time is here. It's a gift-giving season of giving and receiving gifts. But have you ever wondered why we even do this? Maybe it's just tradition or what we have grown up knowing and doing all of our life. Friends and family members and our loved ones, they gave to us, so we want to just give back. But could it be that the real reason why we give goes far deeper than it's just the December thing to do? I believe the reason that we even desire to give is simple. We give because God first gave to us. God is a giver. From the very beginning, He created us in His image to be a reflection of Him, a reflection of who He is, a reflection of His heart. God gave us life and breath and our very being. All that we have, we owe to Him, and there is nothing that we have that doesn't first come from God. James 1:17 says, "Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." This verse tells us there is not even a smidgen of non-goodness in our great and good and perfect God. God is our good and heavenly Father, and He knows how to give us the best gifts, and that's why He gave us His only Son. Listen again to John 3:16, the verse that we all know, in God's gift-giving heart. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. There it is, in black and white, God gave us His Son out of His great love for us. Remember, this is also what the angel said that first Christmas to the shepherds, and to all of us, and to all people. For unto you, the angel said, is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. God gave us His only Son for us. The Lord Jesus is God's gift to us for our salvation, for the forgiveness of sins, and the gift of eternal life through faith alone in Him. Did you know that one of the names to describe our Lord Jesus in the Bible is the gift of God? 6 times in Romans chapter 5, the Bible talks about the gift of God when describing who the Lord Jesus is, why He came, and what He offers. Jesus is the free gift of God. Jesus is the grace of God to us in giving us the gift by grace. Jesus is the gift unto many for their justification, and Jesus is the free gift for our righteousness and our life, all by faith alone in Him. Do you remember what the Lord Jesus said to the woman at the well who didn't understand what Jesus was even doing there and why He was even talking to her? Jesus said to her in John chapter 4, He said, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me a drink, thou wouldest have asked Him, and He would have given thee living water." Jesus is the very gift of God to us for the gift of everlasting life to all who believe on Him. But what is it that God wants us to do with the gift of God that He has freely given to us in giving us His Son? That's simple. To receive Him. That's what God wants us to do. In CEF, one of our favorite verses that we love to show to the children when sharing with them the gospel message of our Lord Jesus Christ is John chapter 1, verse 12. We like to even open our Bibles and read it directly to them from the scriptures in our one-on-one counseling situations with them. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, the children of God, even to them that believe on His name." We often then ask the child, who's the Him that it's talking about? Who's the Him that we are receiving? Why, it's Jesus. Jesus, God's Son. And what does it mean to receive Jesus? It means to take Him as our very own. It's that old $1 bill illustration or the Christmas gift under the tree object lesson. You come almost jumping down the stairs Christmas morning and see a big present under the tree with your name on it, saying it's a gift to you. It's a free gift, no strings attached, given to you by someone who loves you. But when does this gift that belongs to you, when does it really become your gift? Well, when you receive it, when you take that gift as your very own. You see, the Lord Jesus is God's gift to us when we receive Him as our Lord and Savior by faith, believing in His name. We are to believe in who the Lord Jesus is and what He did for us and what He offers, the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life, all by faith alone in Him. But when you receive a gift from someone, what should you do after you receive that gift? Well, that's right. You should say, thank you. But how are you and I to say thank you to God for all that He has done for us? You know, just the other night, I was reading a book to my boys at bedtime called What God Wants for Christmas. Throughout the story, it kept building up to the great surprise, the suspense with every turning page as it retold the biblical Christmas story and kept repeating, what does God want for Christmas? And the answer is that what God wants for Christmas is me and you. In fact, the boys had a lot of fun with the very last page when they looked into the surprise Christmas gift that they were anxious to see. When they looked inside, they saw a mirror. And when they looked into the mirror, they saw a reflection of themselves. And then I looked at it and I saw a reflection of myself too. You see, just as Jesus willingly gave himself all for us as the gift of God to us, God wants, after we have received the Lord Jesus by faith and believing on his name, God wants us to willingly give ourselves all for him as our gift back to God. What does God want for Christmas? He wants me and you. Jesus is our gift to us, and you and I are God's gift to him. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that reminds me that God wants me to willingly give myself all for him because he gave himself all for me. It says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, I beseech you, I beg you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The scripture is clear. God wants me, as a response to all that he has done for me, all the mercies of God poured out my life by the Lord Jesus Christ, to give myself as a living offering to God with my whole life as my gift back to God. That's what we call consecration. Consecration is giving the Lord full control of our life as our Lord and our Savior, so that all of me belongs to God in every area of my life. We often tell children that we minister to in Child Evangelism Fellowship, who already know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, that giving themselves fully to God is like stepping into a big circle with your whole body inside. We then ask them, what part of your body is inside the circle? Your arms, your legs, your feet, your mouth, your eyes, your mind, and your whole heart, all of you and all that you are, is inside that consecration circle of what you are giving back to God as your gift to him, living all for him with all of your life. You know, there's a story that is often told of Count Zinzendorf, and maybe you've never heard about him before, but he was a leader of the Moravian Believers, and he was the founder of the Moravian Missionary Movement that lasted for over 150 years, that eventually sent out over 2,000 Moravian missionaries to almost every corner of the globe, and this was back in the early 18th and 19th century. Count Zinzendorf was actually from a very well-off family growing up, and he came to know the Lord Jesus as his Savior at an early age through his dedicated Christian tutor and mentor. But when Count Zinzendorf got older and he finished all of his schooling, he was unsure of what he wanted to do with the rest of his life. His family decided to send him on a worldwide tour so that he would come to decide what business opportunities that he wanted to get involved with. But while on this world tour, he visited an art gallery and saw a picture of the Passion of Christ on the cross in payment for the sins of the world. While he stared at the picture and contemplated what all that Christ had done for him, it was as if the Lord came near and spoke into his heart, asking a simple question, "All this I did for thee, what dost thou for me?" From that point on, there was no turning back. Count Zinzendorf committed his whole life to the Lord and his service and all that he had. Christ had given his life all for him. Now, Count Zinzendorf, he wanted to make his life count all for Christ as his thank you gift back to God. The story of the two gifts, God's gift to us and our gift back to God, is not just a story or a teaching or for people like Count Zinzendorf or famous other missionaries like Hudson Taylor or for other holy people in this world. No, this is a story that God wants for each and every one of us who have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and trusted and received God's gift by faith alone in Christ. I came to know the Lord Jesus as my Savior when I was 4 years of age, and I know that it was then, at that time in my life, that I believed in the Lord Jesus as my Savior for the forgiveness of my sin and received God's gift, his promise of eternal life. But it wasn't until I was 15 years of age when God really took hold of my life. He spun me around and reminded me of all that he had done on the cross for me. I remember sitting in a balcony at a church watching an Easter play at Cantata about the Passion of Christ, and as I watched the Calvary scene, I couldn't get over what all that Christ had done for me. John 3:16 became like new and very real to me. It wasn't that just God was giving his son for the whole world. No, God was giving his son for me, for my sin. My heart was broken and God's mercy again broke over me and through me. It's as if the Lord Jesus came near and whispered deep into my soul, Katrina, I did all that for you. Why can't you live all for me? Consecration for me is living my life as my gift to God. It's about staying surrendered and saying yes to God to anything that he brings into my life. But you know the old story about consecration and the problem of being a living sacrifice. Yes, living sacrifices love to crawl off the altar of total commitment. Consecration to me means being willing to do anything, go anywhere at any time that God wants me to be and do for him. Receiving the Lord Jesus by faith is God's gracious gift to you and me. Now, living our life all for him is our gift back to God because of all that he has done for us. Christmas is a great time of the year to express our gratefulness to God for the gift of his son for us. And just like in that Christmas storybook that I read to my sons, we need to remember what God wants for Christmas. It's you, it's me, worshiping and loving and living all for him. You know, years ago, I was thinking about why we place our gifts beneath a Christmas tree. I have no idea where that tradition came from or how it got started. But, you know, I decided that placing my gifts beneath the Christmas tree was a good reminder to me because I believe the reason why we place our gifts beneath the tree is to remember that the greatest gift was given from a tree, our dear Lord Jesus, who gave himself all for you and all for me. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and may the Lord encourage your heart this Christmas season through the giving and receiving of gifts to one another is simply a reflection of God and his giving heart.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
In all the festivities you will plan this Christmas season, what if you were to host a Christmas party with eternal significance?
Jesus is the great good news.
Christmas holds something extra for believers, and to share that with a child is to give a truly unforgettable gift. This Christmas season, partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship in Christmas across America. When you host a Christmas party for unchurched children in your area, you'll have the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ with a child who has never heard the gospel. The choice of location for your party can be full of creative fun as well. Consider hosting a party at a home, daycare, local recreation center, or even at a toy store while the parents go shopping. You'll also receive fun game ideas, songs, and an interactive Christmas story to help you reach the next generation for Christ this Christmas. To learn more, call your local CEF chapter.
For more information, call 309-688-9699.